What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Hope you are doing well. It's been a pretty crazy week. We've had a lot of podcasts for you. I hope you guys enjoyed, you know, hearing from some rookies that are about to be drafted. More and more, I've been seeing DJ Moore might go in the first round. We also talked to Kyle Laletta, who's going to – I will bet you that Kyle Laletta starts a game in the NFL this coming season. The Charles Mann podcast I thought was just awesome. Charles is such a good dude and, you know, a Redskins legend. But let's get to why we're here now. I am sitting in the Redskins locker room, which is the cleanest I've ever seen this room. I am sitting here with the local celebrity, Mitch Tischler. Say hello, Mitch.
What's up, guys?
So Mitch and I just got done with this Redskins season ticket members rewards event. Is that the right way to describe it?
Perfect way.
So pretty cool event, man. Alex Smith was here. You might have heard of him. He's the new Redskins quarterback. He did a Q&A with the season ticket members, and I was the MC. I was asked to do it, and I thought that was a pretty cool opportunity. I said, sure.
It was a super cool opportunity. This audio is going to be exclusive to us, to JP, to NBC Sports Washington. So pretty cool opportunity for the network.
So I let the big man promote it. Thank you there, buddy. So what we're going to do is we're going to play an excerpt. I never know how to say that word.
Excerpt.
Excerpt from the Q&A conversation. It starts with me talking to Alex, and then we open it up to fans, and I think it's pretty fun. I think Alex has some really insightful stuff, specifically when I asked him about wins and losses.
Yeah, definitely. He was so relaxed and so open and so genuine. It was great to hear and see, and the way that he relates with the fans is really pretty incredible.
So I've now talked to him a handful of times, and he's the same dude. Cameras on, cameras off, calm, just in the moment, taking it all in. And I think that's pretty cool. We'll, on the back end, we'll come back and we'll kind of tell you our thoughts. But let's go to the Alex Smith interview now.
Everyone always says your money should work as hard as you do. But the thing is, with Eagle Bank's highly competitive deposit interest rates on money market accounts and CDs, your money doesn't even need to work that hard. From personal to business, Eagle Bank's flexible deposit terms help you hit financial goals in the short and long term. Stop by one of the DMV area locations or visit us online at eaglebankcorp.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
Let's talk about your first taste. This is your first time in this locker room.
Yeah, I was going to say, a couple firsts. This is my first time in this locker room. Yep, first time.
And you guys all get to be a part of that. That's pretty neat. Yeah. So I have a hunch. I've been in this locker room a few times. Your locker's going to be over there somewhere. Yeah. What do you think of the real estate?
So it's big. This is a big locker room. Nice. I bet the visitor locker room is not this nice. Not this nice.
I want to let people know a little bit about you. Southern California guy. You went to college at Utah. I played football for Urban Meyer, who a lot of people I'm sure have heard of. But what not everybody in here might know is that you could have gone to Harvard. How'd you decide Utah or Harvard?
Long story short. My dad happened to be my high school principal. So my junior and senior year, when my friends were all kind of, you know, they had a couple classes or they were hanging out doing whatever, you know, high school kids do. I never got to make my schedule. My dad always just kind of made my schedule for me. And so I was taking all these classes. I had all these AP tests I was taking. And
we had very different high school experiences.
Fortunately enough, I did pretty well in a lot of that stuff. And so, but I wasn't highly recruited playing football. My high school running back was Reggie Bush. So we were really good. We were really good. And I was really good at handing off. I wasn't very highly recruited at all. And, Utah, in fact, was my really only offer. And from a Division I program. And I had some kind of Division I AA and Division II down the line, and so some Ivy Leagues were recruiting me. And that was kind of the take. I mean, I probably wasn't a good enough student to get in on my own, but along with football, it could kind of get me in the door. So they were recruiting me, and my mom was pushing really, really hard for those. We went out and visited them. Since I was a tiny little kid, I dreamt about playing Division I football. That was kind of a dream of mine. I lived it. I loved it. It was a goal of mine for a long time and working towards that. And felt like I could do it and wanted to pursue that. So there were some tearful nights with my mom when I told her that I was going to go to Utah and play football there instead of going to Harvard. Luckily, it turned out all right. So
I think it worked out okay. Let's talk about, there's been a lot of stops for you. Yeah, get comfortable. Yeah, you've been in the car a while. Yeah. Stretch your legs. A lot of stops for you. Number one overall pick in San Francisco. Traded to Kansas City. Now you've been traded to Washington. You saw, I will say, a glimpse of what this fan base does just in the crowd here and singing Hail to the Redskins out here. When you found out you got traded, I know you couldn't talk about it for so long. Now you can talk about it. What's your excitement level? What's your reaction to now being a Redskin?
Oh, I mean, right off the bat, you're excited for the opportunity, right? I mean, I think you play long enough, you cherish the opportunity to go do what we do. The challenge of it, to go pursue a championship. And I think the longer you play, the more you relish that, or the more you embrace that challenge. There's 32 other teams all trying to figure out right now. I mean, a couple of them are already going, all these teams with new coaches. Everybody else is starting Monday. And from there on, can we figure out a way to be better than everybody else, right? And at the end of the day, get that ring and hold that trophy. And that's a huge challenge. And there's so many things that go into that. I mean, thousands and thousands of variables that go into that. And that's the challenge, right? I mean, can we do that? And so for me, when the trade first took place, right? I mean, here it's an opportunity, you know, a team that wants to give you that opportunity and to go pursue that. And so for me, it was thankful for that opportunity. And like I said, I was gonna, I'm gonna run with it as far as I can and take it as far as I can. So, and then with that, you start to learn, right? I mean, the tradition, the legacy of the Redskins, this organization, the fan base. You know, you knew some things from afar. I mean, growing up on the West Coast, I'm not totally familiar, but certainly a little familiar with the zealous fans in these parts. But certainly as soon as the trade happened, it was like Redskins fans coming out of the woodworks. Everywhere I went, I couldn't escape Redskins fans. I got that, oddly enough, it's not the first time I've been sung Hail to the Redskins, too. I got serenaded in a restaurant like 2 days after it happened
What was your reaction?
Well, at first, everybody kept saying to me, HTTR, and I'm like, I mean, at first, I Googled. I'm like, what does HTTR mean? but then, you know, an organization to have, obviously, a number of world championships, but to have three Super Bowl champions, a legacy of great quarterback play, I think that only, you know, I think that that's only even more of a challenge, right? I mean, I think that's only icing on the cake. I mean, can we live up to the standard that's been set before us, the legacy of this organization? Can we be on there? You know, in the facility, they got this great history wall, and it's got all the greats on there. Right. And I think it's, you walk by it every day and it's kind of like a challenge. Can we be up there? You know, can we get ourselves up on that wall? Kind of a daily reminder as you walk by it. So, yeah, I mean, I think all that kind of encompasses when the trade happened and coming here and my time up till now. I can't wait for Monday to start. You know, I'll be the new kid at school for a little while, but, I'm ready to get the ball rolling.
So this will be my last question before we go to the fans. You talked about wanting to be on that wall and how important that is to you. I spoke with Bruce Allen, team president, a few weeks ago, and Bruce said the only stats that matter to him are wins and losses. Is that how you look at things, and are you ready to live in that world?
Yeah. Letters, not numbers, right? That's kind of the saying. Letters are what's important, right? Wins and losses. You can get caught up, especially this day and age, with fantasy and all these stats. But with that, I mean, obviously there's a balance.
Sure. Right?
I mean, in the end, yeah, winning is it. Winning is all that does matter. Usually there is a correlation there with good play. And with that comes decent numbers usually. So, but yeah, no doubt. And I think what he's referring to, I think, is that, you know, in any pro sport, can you come together and build a culture of selflessness? Can everybody put the team before themselves, you know, and everybody in that building? And, I mean, I think you have to create that selflessness in order to reach the ultimate goal. I mean, in order to get what we want. You got to create that atmosphere, and, you know, and then that's just the starting point. I mean, obviously, there's a lot that goes into that. You got to play well. Coaches, players, you got to stay healthy, all those things that go into that. But I think that's what that's about. I mean, everybody caring about the wins and losses more than their stats. So
there you have it. So it's time for your guys' questions. We have Mike's, I believe, on both sides. Noel, this guy's right up front, man. He saved his spot. Let's go right here.
Alex, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
I've been a season ticket holder for 45 years.
Wow.
Last year, I attended my 500th game. In the course of those 45 years, we've had 43 quarterbacks. During the time that John Elway was quarterback at Denver, we had 24 different quarterbacks start. During the strike year, one of our quarterbacks was actually on work release from the Tennessee Penitentiary. And my question, you're not on work release, are you?
Not that I know of.
Man. That was a heck of a question.
Was that the question?
let's go to this side of the room now.
So how excited are you to be back working with Vernon Davis?
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty crazy. I mean, I remember, you know, when we drafted Vernon from Maryland, you know, coming in, and he was this.
A Terp.
Are you a Terp?
I am.
Okay. Crazy to think this is 12 years later down the line now that he and I are reconnecting. So I've had a chance to watch a lot of tape here in my spare time while they wouldn't let us in the building. You know, to have, you know, when Jordan got hurt, to have Vernon step up and play the way he did, and to still be playing the way he does, that's such a physical position to be play tight end, and to still be playing the way he does this long into his career is really compliment to how well he takes care of himself, and what kind of professional he is. But yeah, I'm excited. Vernon is one of the most unique human beings I've ever been around in my life. He's one of those guys you'll never forget. You know, there's like these teammates as you go on. There's kind of these teammates you'll never forget, right? You kind of have those guys that you know from every year and all your teams. And Vernon's one of those guys. He's got this infectious smile. He's always happy. Loves ball. So really excited to be with him.
Let me ask you one thing. You talked about how tough it was that you're not able to talk to the coaches. You're not able to talk. How annoying is that?
It is annoying. It's fine line. Cause early on in my career, it was the other way before all this started. We reported on March 1st and you were there all day, every day, two a days in March. And, there were no regulations. Coaches could keep you there as long as they wanted. And that was extreme too. And we've kind of swung extreme the other way, with the current system. Hopefully here we'll kind of rebound somewhere in the middle and find a happy medium. It's tough to stay away that long. You know, when you want to get in, you want to get work. We're still a long way away. We just need to make the most of this time coming up, you know, when it does start. But yeah, you have to do a lot more on your own. You have to be a lot more self-motivated. You got to do all that. You got to take advantage of your own time because you have more of it. So certainly, whether it be working out and staying in shape, but for me, trying to learn a new system. Luckily, I've had a lot of practice in learning new systems. So I feel like I've got a good jump on this one. We'll find out here when we get in the classroom with the coaches whether or not I've got anything right or wrong.
Welcome to Washington, Alex.
Thank
you. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
This is the question. How familiar are you with the Redskins receivers we have, Josh Dotson, and we just signed Paul Richardson? I know you may help Tyreek Hill really become a breakout player, so we hope you can do the same thing with those guys.
So more familiar. I'm not very familiar with any of them besides Vernon. But watch a lot of film, you know, as a quarterback, you watch a lot of film, spend a lot of time, you know, watching all sides of the ball. So certainly watched my fair share of last year's tape and even a couple of years ago. So I've gotten to see those guys play just on tape, you know, so that would be a starting point. But certainly you get a taste a little bit, I think, of some of their strengths, some of what those guys do well. Anxious, though, to get to throwing. We're throwing Monday, so we'll be starting right away. And it's a process. We all could have gotten together, you know, a couple weeks ago, but I'm not sure the good it does without a coach there right now. I don't know necessarily, you know, we all have a hand in it. We all have to put our fingerprint on it. And you kind of need all parties there. So anxious to get started. I think there's a ton of playmakers, that I'm excited to work with. Really kind of my job to distribute the football. So I think a ton of guys with a lot of different strengths. So excited to get to work with them.
The back row.
Hey, good evening, Alex. How you doing?
Good, you?
I'm good. I'm the rally captain. Hello, everybody.
He's famous.
The question I have for you is, how much of a say do you have on player personnel? So, like, if there's a receiver coming out of the draft, are you able to talk to the owner and say, hey, look, I really like that guy. I wouldn't mind having him as a receiver or something to that effect.
Yeah. I like to drop hints on Bruce and Jay and those. Yeah, you know, when you can. Those are things you say in passing, you know, whether at the lunch line or something. No real say. It'd be so hard for me, to be honest. I'm so far removed from the college game. I mean, I get to watch it like everybody else. On Saturdays, you know, certainly during the season, getting ready for the next game on Sunday. So it's tough to evaluate players on that level. As a quarterback, you're a little biased for, offensive guys. But that would be tough. Certainly the only time that ever would be appropriate, I think, would be more of a veteran guy you'd played with in the past, been teammates with, knew. It would be hard for me to, you know, going into year 14 to be talking about, these guys are, the birthdays on some of these guys are like born in the, we're coming up on the 2000 birthdays here. It's scary. It would be hard for me to other than being a fan, to really have any kind of insight. Yeah.
He's had his hand up the entire time.
Hi, Alex. I'm Tim. I'm a 37 year season ticket holder. How excited are you to have the best left tackle in football protecting your blind side?
Yeah, Yeah. So watching tape, you know, as I've been watching, you know, everybody in the league knows Trent's a stud and what he's about and how athletic he is. But then I've never really watched tape and like studied him though. So watching the offense and, it jumps out pretty quick how good he is, how athletic he is, how many things, you know, he can make you right a lot. He can do what there's probably not something he can't do as a left tackle. So, I look forward to you know, really buttering him up here, this next week, all those guys, you know, making sure they're happy, make sure they like me. So I look forward to that this next week. But yeah, I mean, obviously he's as good as there is in the game. Yeah.
I want to ask you this because you've made this transition a few times. What's it like going to an established offensive line or players that were used to working with one guy? How does that kind of transition work?
I think you can't worry about what went on before, anything else. You also can't come in with your strict rules of, hey, this is the way I do things. I think you just need to be open. You need to be honest. You need to be sincere, you know, and come in ready to work. I mean, I think we all respect teammates that are committed. We all respect teammates that are accountable. And then I know this, I respect guys that there's no one way to do things. There's no absolute one way of being a leader or playing quarterback for that matter. So I respect in my teammates is guys that just are comfortable in their own skin. You know, they're comfortable with how they do things. They're honest. They're authentic. You know, I think anybody can kind of see through BS. So for me, it's more about that, kind of coming in and just being real with those guys. You know, we all kind of, like I said, I think we all kind of got to make this our own. And certainly their quarterbacks spend a lot of time with the O-line, right? Protections and calls. There's so many things that go into that. You know, and I got to play catch up here with those guys. They've been together here for a little bit. So my job to catch up a little bit. And you just kind of adjust it as you go. You know, you make the adjustments you need to. I think those guys, though, are pretty veteran group and are pretty good at it.
So you guys got to hear me talking to Alex during that. I'm going to turn it over to the big man here and get his reaction from the conversation.
To me, the coolest thing was listening to him talk about when the trade first was announced and fans coming up to him and singing Hail to the Redskins. And
that was cool.
And saying HTTR to him, and he's talking about having to Google HTTR. It was a really genuine moment. It was a really cool moment to see, you know, even like just see the look on his face as he's describing what it was like. And I just, you know, you kind of like hearing that kind of stuff. It's cool seeing a new guy become ingratiated in a fan base, and it'll be more cool when we see him on the football field.
Well, and that's the thing. All of this is cool. All of this is great. Fans should be excited, but like, you know, if he has a bad game, all of this can change pretty quick.
It's easy to look like a superstar now. It'll all matter what he does on the football field.
Right. But here's the thing. He kind of talked about it, and I don't know if this was in our portion we played or not, but he said, you know, somebody asked him about, like, his most memorable games, and he's like, man, you know, I have memories on both sides, winning and losing and playing great and playing poorly. And I think it's just so different to have a real veteran QB in here now. And, you know, Kirk was young. He was a little older age-wise, but, like, basically 2015 was his real rookie season in a way, his first season as a starter. We all know Robert was an actual rookie starter. This is an entirely different thing for the Redskins because even before Kirk and Robert, it was, you know, I guess you got a little bit of McNabb as a veteran, but not a lot there. This is just an entirely different situation than the fan base has had for some time to have an accomplished veteran quarterback.
Well, I think you can hear the maturity. You hear him.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You hear him not get too high or not get too low as he talks about best games and worst games, but talking about Super Bowls and winning championships and stuff like that, he talks about the little steps that it takes now to get to that end goal. And that's kind of something that...
And how much it's burning up inside of him to not have one.
Right. I just feel like that's something that maybe has been glossed over a little bit, not at the quarterback position, but just in this locker room with this organization. I think having a guy with this kind of presence and maturity is can go a long way.
And the line that sticks with me, and I asked him this because Bruce Allen brought it up specifically, and I know it's very easy to question Bruce when wins and losses are the benchmark. You know, obviously Bruce Allen's record, his direct record as team president isn't very good, but Alex Smith's record as a quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs is damn good. And I asked him about that, and the line was, do you remember it?
No, I don't. What?
I'm looking for letters, not numbers.
Oh, yes, yes,
so
yes, yes.
I thought that was pretty good. All right, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I got to read something real quick. And Mitch is giving me the rap signal, and I really don't care. New all-time review.
Better than the tweeted reviews this week?
I tweeted this one out.
Oh, okay.
This one is just fantastic, and I need to read it. So everybody knows, we need you to be subscribing and leaving reviews. I read them. Pete often sends them to me. The good ones, good and bad, I think are great. I'm cool if you want to make fun of us. Like, we're all into that.
We're here to have fun.
Oh, also, here's a little juicy nugget. Had a little talk with the marketing team, and the podcast party was a huge success, folks. So keep the reviews coming. I'm not going to put a number out there. But keep the reviews coming, and we might be able to pull off another party before Richmond. So Richmond's August. We might be able to pull something off before that.
What is there, like a Columbus Day coming up, or is there something?
I think that's October, dude.
Yeah, there's some holiday coming up.
OTA party.
That was my idea.
That was your idea.
OTA party in Virginia.
Maybe we do Ashburn.
At the Tandler household.
Yo, at Tandler's house. I forgot. Of course. That's where it's going to be. All right. Before we go, I'm reading this review. This is by Joe at the MGM. And this he says, the Reed Doughty of podcasts. If you've ever been talking skins with a couple semi-informed friends and thought to yourself, you know, this would be even better if at least one of them sounded like he was talking to me through a tin can with a string connected to a speakerphone during a hailstorm, then this is the show for you. That is so good.
Such a good line.
These guys spend night and day pounding the pavement in between various comfortable furniture items in their homes, digging up insider scoops the way your college journalism professor always talked about. It's a wonder that they have the time for the post-production editing necessary to insert those seamless mid-sentence transitions into and out of commercials for that carpet cleaning company with the jingle, or the lawyer whose name you think you saw on the side of a truck once. When people talk about the internet killing off TV and radio, it's probably because they've heard this podcast. Joe at the MGM, you're a star.
5-star review.
Yeah, I tell you what, he left us 5 stars. He said some nice things about the actual podcast, which I appreciate. But that is satire in its purest form, or maybe it's not. Maybe we do sound like that. Right now, we're sitting on, just to be clear, we're sitting on rather uncomfortable fold-up wooden chairs, and I'm holding an actual microphone.
Right in front of Trent Williams' locker.
Yeah. We're right. It's so weird seeing the locker room empty like this with none of the nameplates or anything. But just a tremendous review. So with that, you guys need to be subscribing. You need to be leaving reviews. And we instituted the tell a friend policy. I don't know if we've had any takers.
You guys need to pick this up. Let's go.
So here's the deal. If you tell your friend to subscribe and they subscribe, you guys document that, and Rich Tandler will retweet it. This isn't a lie. He actually agreed to this. This is not us throwing the podcast party at his house.
Or picking out something from his closet.
That's still going to happen. Somebody's going to get something out of Tandler's closet. Folks, I hope you enjoyed this. We enjoyed it. Alex Smith seems like he's going to be very cool. We won't know how he plays until he plays, but as a person, he seems like he's going to be very cool.
I'm looking forward to getting another guy.
All right. As always, you made it this far. I owe you a beer.
I owe you a beer.